Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Black kids, and I have some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I have some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked him, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money Sports Report, and we're talking about Major League Baseball. It's a couple of weeks left before the playoffs start in the major leagues, and the teams are jockeying for position as they're lining up to qualify for the playoffs. And right now, the American League, the standing for the playoffs is as follows. The top 5 teams in the American League is the Houston Astros in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Seattle Mariners are in third place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in fourth place. And the Cleveland Guardians are in fifth place, and that's the standing for the American League. Now, let's go to the National League. They've had a lot of win losses in the National League, but the teams are still jockeying for position. They're looking to situate themselves for the playoffs, and right now, the standing for the National League is as follows. First place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place is the New York Mets. Third place is the Atlanta Braves. Fourth place is the, who's in fourth place? Fourth place is the San Diego Padres. And fifth place is the Philadelphia Phillies. And that's the top 5 teams in the National League as they're lining up, getting ready for the playoffs, which will be starting at the end of September, the first part of October. The playoffs will begin in the Major League Baseball season. So that's G Money Sports Report for today. Tuesday, August 30th, 2022.
All right. Well, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I want to share a short story with you. There was a man that was sitting in the bar, but he was leaning across the table, and I think he had a little too much to drink. The bartender had gone over there and checked up on him, but he was laying across the table, and he wasn't responding to the bartender when the bartender was trying to talk to him. So the bartender just took his glass and went back to the bar. And he had a man that was sitting at the bar, and he asked him if he had a car and if he could give one of his patrons a ride home, because the man looked like he was a little drunk, and he didn't think he was going to be able to drive home. And the guy at the bar said, sure, I'm a Christian. I will give the man a ride home. So he said, yeah, that man over there that's laying across the table, I think he needs a ride home. So the man walked over to him and kind of helped the man up, stood him up, and then he walked around the table, and the man slid down to the floor. And then the man walked back over to him and stood the man up again and kind of carried him out the door to the parking lot. And then he put him against his car, and while he was unlocking the passenger door and opening the door for the passenger, the man slid down to the ground again. And the driver picked the man up and stood him up and opened the passenger door and put the man inside the car. And then he closed the door and locked the door. And then he walked around to the driver's side and he unlocked the door. He got in and he started driving to the address that the bartender had given him. And when he got to the address, he pulled up in front of the house and he parked the car and he walked around to the passenger side and he unlocked the door and then he stood the man up in the passenger seat, stood him up against the car, and when he closed the door, the man slid down to the floor again and the man was like, oh, no, this guy is really drunk. I'm going to have to carry him to his house. So he reached down and grabbed him and held him next to his body and walked with him all the way to his front door. And then he knocked on the door and he leaned the man against the building and a woman answered the door. And the man asked if this was her husband. And she said, yes, that's my husband. He said, well, I think he had a little too much to drink. So we gave him a ride home so that he wouldn't have to drive. And she said, oh, thank you so very much for bringing him home. I really appreciate your kindness. But I got one question. Where is his wheelchair? I'm G Money, the pimp cop. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, we're going to take another commercial break, or we're going to play a song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood. and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm G-Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right, tell all your friends that G-Money, the Pimp Comic, is live on the radio for Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story I want to share with you. A guy was in the bar, and he was getting drunk, and the bartender went to his table and took his glass from him and cut him off and told him he needed to leave the bar because he was really drunk and getting loud and crazy. So the man walked out the bar. He stumbled into the door and then fell out onto the sidewalk. And he got up and he stumbled down the street on the sidewalk, and he got to the end of the block and he turned the corner and was walking down the street, and he turned the corner again and ended up in the cemetery yard. And he was walking through the cemetery and he went down a row with a lot of cemetery headstones. And he turned and fell into an open grave. And he was laying in the grave, and it started raining. And he was getting wet, and he was soaking wet, and he was all muddy because the grave was wet and it was muddy. And he was trying to climb out of the grave, but he couldn't get control of nothing because every time he pulled up on the side of the grave, he got nothing but a handful of dirt, and he kept falling back into the grave. So he was sitting there, and he was hollering for help. He was like, help me, help me. I need some help. I can't get out of this grave. Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I'm so cold. Help me, help me. Somebody come and help me because I can't get out of this grave and I'm so cold. And another man came out of the bar and he was drunk and he was walking down the street and he turned at the corner and he went down the block and he heard the man hollering for help. So he crossed the street and he walked into the graveyard. and he was trying to follow the man's voice, and he got over to the grave, and the man was like, help me, help me, oh, I'm so cold, help me. And the man was like, how did you get in there? He's like, I don't know. I just tripped and fell into the grave. Oh, no. And he said, help me, because I'm so cold. And the man told him, he said, well, the reason you're cold is because you kicked all your dirt off. That's why you're cold. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for me to share a story that I told, that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back and relax, and you can get something cold to drink and get some snacks for you to chew on while you listen to my story. My story should be educational. It should be entertaining. And it should be inspirational. And I'm sure it will be very amusing. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for my listening audience to play today, to listen to today? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And for some... And then the next time we performed, I came out in my cape with my cape wrapped around me, and I'm trying to do something different. So I go, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrapped my cape around her so that nobody could see her. I got my cape totally wrapped around her, and she's invisible to the audience. And I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. Oh, she's giving me head. Oh, she's sucking my stuff. She's giving me oral sex, and I'm just loving this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd, and this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts, and she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts sucking on it. And I'm going, whoa, no. And she's sucking on it, giving me oral sex right in the beginning of my show. And I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, wait, hold up. No. And I'm rubbing her at the top of her head, and I'm trying to whisper in her ear, like, come on, baby, let me go. Let me go. You're going to make me, you're going to ruin my show. You're going to make me come. And then I can't make no money with a little dick. I can't make no money if I got a little dick. Come on, baby, let me go. Let me go. Please, let me go. And she's steadily holding grip tight. And she's sucking on me. She's just giving me love. And I'm like, oh, please, please. And I play to the crowd like it ain't really that bad. But the whole time, I'm like, oh, girl, please let me go. Let me go. Because if I come, then my dick is going to shrink up. And I'm not going to be able to make any money. You can't make any money if you're a stripper with a little dick. That won't work. And I'm going, oh, no. And I'm playing to the crowd. And as soon as she loosened up her grip, I pulled out. I backed up, and I said, oh, shit. And I picked my stuff in my G-string, and
her girlfriends are laughing, and she's up there licking her lips like, yeah, that was good. I like that. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not messing with y'all no more. And I go up to the stage, and I do my show. And I'm like, oh, no. And they're putting money up over each other in the back. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going back there. I'm not messing with you guys. You ladies are crazy. I'm not messing with you. Oh, I was a stripper for 1 year before I went to work for Bateman, Ike, and Hill Richards. I became a professional businessman after that. But I did dances at a lot of different private parties. Girls would just come up and ask me if I can come to their house for a private party, if I can dance at their girlfriend's party. And it was $100 just for me to show up. And then I got tips from all the girls that were there. Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it. And at the end of the night, I would be in the dressing room getting dressed, and a girl would come in, and she'd say, I'm not ready for you to go. And I'm like, well, what you talking about? She'd say, I got $20. Say, I need your loving. And I'm like, okay. And I lay on the bed, and I do her real good. And then I get up, and another girl come in and say, it's my turn. And I'm like, what? Who are you? Okay. And I do the other one, and then I say, I finished with both of them, and I'm getting up, and a third one come in. And I'm going, oh, what is this? You guys are lining up outside? Look, I got to go. Unless I'm getting paid, I got to go. And they would throw money on the bed on me. And I'm like, whoa, that's the shit. That's what I'm talking about. So, yes, I was a male hoe for real. That's what all the strippers, male strippers are. That's what we do. We entertain the women, and we get them women so hot. They just do all kind of crazy stuff. They don't even care if you got a girlfriend. In fact, they don't even ask if you got a girlfriend. They just want to be with you, and they just want to do you. And they don't care if they got a boyfriend or not, because they don't care. He ain't there. It's just you and them. And they line up. And I've had 4 or 5 different days where I had 3 and 4 different girls. It's amazing. I'm trying to get dressed to get out of there, and the girls are lining up, coming in one at a time, and they're
for $20.
And I'm like, what? Give me the money. And I already
$20?
Get $100 when I walk in the door. And then they're giving me $20, $30, $40, $50 a person as they're each one coming and getting her issue. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is wild. I dance every Thursday, and girls would come to me and say if I could dance at their birthday party, at their bridal shower. I was dancing like 4 times a night, and I was doing personal dancing where girls were having birthday parties, and I was all over the city. I was in Inglewood, I was in L.A., I was in Long Beach, and I was in Torrance, and I danced at the Name of the Game. I danced at Carolina West. I danced in Century City. some clubs in Santa Monica, Seal Beach, the Mardi Gras in Long Beach, some other clubs in Compton. I danced all over the place, man. I was getting invitations to go to all of these girls' houses. I must have danced and had sex with about 600 girls. I was doing it, boy. I was the golden Egyptian. And they called me the Sheikah Ecstasy. And I would come out to a song by Isaac Hayes. And I'd come out and I'd swing my cane, my staff around, you know, the staff that they use when they're planting trees. And they got the big wooden staff. And I'd be working it like you do three-quarter staff. I was doing it like that. Well, after I finished that show, I was in the back getting dressed, and some girls came into the dressing room to invite me to participate in a male exotic strip-off at a nightclub in Los Angeles. And I'm thinking I'm going to be with my partner. We'll be the only black strippers. Well, to my surprise, when I walked into the dressing room, there were 60 black males that had come to dance in this competition. And so they had like 2,000 women at the show, and it was a big crowd. And so I went out number three. And the first two guys came in, and each of them made $40 or $50. So I get up there, and I come out with my cane, and I got my cape wrapped around my outfit. And I walk on stage, and I start dancing, and I'm doing the funky chicken. I'm doing the mashed potatoes. I'm doing the swim. I'm doing the Roger Rabbit. And I'm doing the moonwalk like Michael Jackson. And I'm doing the robot. And I'm doing all of these dances. And the girls are putting the money up in the air in the middle of the audience. So I walk off the stage to go to get the money. And they turn my music off. And they say, you can't leave the stage during the show. Well, the girls were supposed to come up to the stage, and they came, and they lined up, and they had their money, and they wanted to kiss me and hug me, and I wasn't interested in doing no tongue kissing, because I don't know these girls. I'm just trying to have them give me the money, and I get a couple of dollars, and then they change the music. And I take my cape off, and I drop it to the ground. And everybody sees my gold Egyptian outfit. And, oh, man, the women are going crazy. They're like, oh, you look so good. You look so fine. You're black, and you're shiny like a black seal. And I go over to the side, and a girl puts money in my belt. And then I go back to the middle, and I drop the dollar on the floor, and I turn around, and the girls are all gone. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I didn't know that they really wanted me to get freaky with them. They wanted me to put my hands all over their bodies, and they wanted me to give them deep throat kissing and all of that. And I'm not doing that because I don't know these girls. But what I found out later on is that these guys that are dancing have danced in all of the male exotic clubs in Southern California. So they were known all over Los Angeles. And I didn't know anybody. So I was just out there Boys song comes on, and I'm dancing from side to side, and nobody's coming up to give me any money. So the song goes off. I pick up all of my clothes, my cape, and my mini skirt, my $3, and I hear the guys in the back say, "Man, these girls are paying money. And if you don't make any money, you must be a sorry dancer." And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm really sorry, because I only made $3. And they had about 2,000 girls in this nightclub, and I only made $3. So now I'm going in the dressing room, and I'm getting dressed. And I go out, and I sit in the back of the auditorium, and I'm watching all the other dancers. And they are shocking me. First off, every girl, they're sticking their tongue down her throat. And I'm going, oh, my God, I can't kiss all these girls. I don't know these girls. I don't know them. But a lot of these dancers knew a lot of the girls because they had danced, and the girls had showed up at the club that these guys were dancing at. And they were picking girls up, and they were carrying them around on the stage, and I was like, oh, my God, did they expect me to do all of that? And then they were grabbing handfuls of titties, and they were grabbing ass on these women, and they were bending women over and was grinding on their butt. And I was like, oh, my God, am I supposed to have done all of that? And then they went down on their knees, and they went up under some girls' dresses. And I knew some of them girls didn't wear no panties. And you can imagine what they were doing. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that what they expected me to do? I didn't do none of that. That's why I didn't make no money, because I wasn't getting freaky enough for them. I thought I could do some sexy stuff. I broke out some honey and poured it on my arm and licked my arm. I didn't make no extra money with me pouring honey on my arms and licking my arm. What I should have done was pour some honey on these girls' necks and then started licking them behind their ear and licking their necks, and then they might have paid me. Even my buddy that danced with me at Sir Alex, he couldn't dance, but he made more money than I did. So I learned all of that while I was standing in the back of the auditorium. They had 2,000 women, and I made $3. Wow. And I went to Long Beach to the Mardi Gras, and I wanted to dance Male Exotic there, and I wanted them to hire me. But they said I had to have a couple of people. I had to come in with two or more dancers before they would hire me. They wouldn't hire me by myself as a dancer. I had to have a team. So at the time, I had teams, but I didn't have phone numbers or all these guys. I went in, and they told me I couldn't dance. So they had a dancing contest, and I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know. And one time we got in a dance contest, and I stripped. I broke it down. I took everything off until I had a G-string left, and I had a gold rope chain around my waist, and that was it. And the girls loved the show. They were excited. They came, and they kissed and hugged me. In fact, a few of them gave me some tips while I was dancing. But afterwards, the manager of the bar and grill told me they didn't want any Male Exotic dancers unless I had a group. And that was what happened at the Mardi Gras.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, it's five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Tell all your friends to pull up the radio show and listen to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story I want to share with you at this time. There was a man sitting in his house, and he was watching TV, and he was reading the newspaper while his wife was cooking dinner. And she came to him and said, I need you to go down to the beach and collect some snails so that we can have appetizers with our dinner. And he was like, what? You want snails? And she said, yeah, we have garden snails down on the beachfront, and we can eat those. So here, take this bucket and go down and collect a bunch of snails and fill up the bucket and bring it back to me. And he said, okay. And he got up and grabbed the bucket and went down the steps of the back door of his beachfront house. And he walked down on the sand and he walked to the waterfront and he was looking at the rocks and the other ends of the beach. He was looking at the moss and the greenery and the different barnacles at the edge of the waterfront. And he started picking up snails. And so he was filling his bucket with snails. And he happened to look up the waterfront and saw this beautiful woman walking down along the waterfront. And it was like she was just daydreaming, just walking, kicking her feet in the water as she was walking down the beachfront. And he thought it would really be nice to talk to her, but she was so far away that he didn't even think about it again. He just went back to collecting the snails and filling up his bucket. And then he looked up a little later on, and the woman was right there where he was collecting the snails. And so he started talking to her, and they had a good conversation. And she invited him to her house for some food. And so he was like, well, yeah, I'll come to your house and eat and have a drink. And he went to her house. And he ate some food, and he drank some drinks. And the next thing you know, he was in bed with this woman. And he spent all night in bed with her. And when he went to sleep, he woke up in the morning, and it was the next day. And he looked at the clock she had on her table, and he's like, oh, my God, I've spent the night. And I've missed my wife's dinner party. Oh, she's going to be so mad at me because I didn't get the snails back for her appetizer. So he got dressed and grabbed the bucket of snails and ran down the waterfront all the way to his house. And then he was going up the stairs, and he dropped the bucket on the stairs, and the snails fell all down the stairs. And he was looking at the snail, and then he looked up and saw his wife standing at the door, and she had her hands on her hips, and she was mad. And she was like, where have you been? You missed my dinner party last night. And he didn't know what to say. He just looked at her, and then he looked at the snails. And then he looked at her again, and then he looked at the snails, and he said, come on, fellas, we're almost there. We just have a little farther to go until we make it into the house. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Oh, that was a good one by G Money, the pimp comic. All right. Well, I have another short story. There was a man and his wife that went to the county fair, and they were walking around the fair, and they were looking at all these rides at the county fair. And they saw an airplane ride that they were both really excited about. So they went up to the man that was operating the airplane ride and asked him how much it cost to ride on the airplane ride. And the man told them it was $10 per person. And they were like, whoa, that's kind of steep. I don't know. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without making any noise, then the ride will be on the house, and you'll ride for free. But if you make any noise at all, scream or holler or yell or anything like that, you have to pay me $10 a person for the ride. And the farmer said, okay, that sounds like a deal. So him and his wife got on the ride, and the operator hooked them up, belted them in, and tightened the belt down so that they could ride the ride. And then he went back and he started the ride. And the ride went around and around and around and went up and down and round and round. And he was really trying his best to keep from hollering and screaming. But his wife fell out the airplane. But he still was being quiet. He didn't want to make any noise. So at the end of the ride, he got off the ride, and the operator said, well, I'm really surprised that you didn't make any noise. In fact, I had forgotten that you were even on the ride. If I hadn't put you on the ride myself, I would have swore that you didn't even ride the ride. But because I put you on the ride myself, I know you were on the ride. And the farmer said, yeah, well, it was a really crazy, scary ride. And it was really hard for me to keep quiet, especially after my wife fell off the ride. I'm G Money. The pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right. Well, I got a couple more little short jokes for you. There was a man that was snorting sweet and low, and he thought it was Diet Coke. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you don't know, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, and if you don't know, now you know. All right, well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down today for Tuesday radio show. And we want to give acknowledgement to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on August 30th, 2022. So we want to acknowledge all of the birthday people that are celebrating their birthday today. We want to give recognition for all of the birthdays that are being celebrated today. So, DJ Papa D, do you have any birthdays that we can acknowledge for my fans, my friends, or the followers of my radio show today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, we have a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Sylvia Ross Tony. Happy birthday to Dr. Alvin J. Sutherland. And happy birthday to Claudia Dorsey McGinnis Jefferson. That's a name. Happy birthday to Christina Marie Jackson, who is 46 years young. Happy birthday to Tammy Ferguson. And happy birthday to Nick Davis, a Q, who's 29 years young. Happy birthday to Joe Quinn, who is 53 years young. Happy birthday to Mitchell Davis, AMK, a Zeta. Happy birthday to Roderick Sheep Bikes, Sr. Happy birthday to Harriet Fuller, who's 64 years young. And last but not least, happy birthday to Leticia Roberts. And that's it for birthdays on August 30th, 2022.
Well, all right then. happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on August 30th, 2022. Well, that month of August is almost over. The summer is almost finished, and everybody will be starting school again really shortly. They're planning the educational curriculum for all the schools in Las Vegas as we speak. So they're still recruiting teachers to come into Las Vegas school system and teach the kids in Las Vegas. Because of the virus and the epidemic, a lot of teachers left the school system because the kids were infecting teachers in their classroom. So they have a lot of openings for new teachers this year. So if you're interested in teaching school in Las Vegas in Clark County School District, well, come on down, put in the application and see what happens. You may get a spot in the school district. So I want to say happy birthday to all of those that are celebrating their birthday. This is the month of Virgo, and we want to wish you God's graciousness and his peace and happiness for your life everlasting. And we want to thank Jesus Christ for dying for our sins and helping us live a better life and exactly living for life after death. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday for the last couple of days in the month of August. I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have many, many more. All right. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Because God's blessing you for every day that you celebrate life after death. All right. Well, have a happy day. And make sure you get some tonight, you know, from your loved ones. You know, I mean, you know, get some cake or some ice cream or some pie or something like that, you know. And when you get some, remember me. You can holler at G-Money, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. And I'll be right here waiting on your call so that I can come down to the house and celebrate your birthday with you. I might even bring you something. Don't count on it, though. All I can do is give you some good loving, girl. Cause that's how I do. I put it down, girl. That's how I do it. Well, anyway, all of that blessings and goodness going to all the birthdays. And let us pray now. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves, So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ King Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only have one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. Money's a pimp, just playing me the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right. I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.